USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The inauguration of Joe Biden is today in the nation's capital. Wednesday night, the president-elect addressed the nation.
To heal, we must remember. It's hard sometimes to remember, but that's how we heal. It's important to do that as a nation.
Breaking away from a centuries-old tradition, President Trump will not attend the ceremonies today. Hours after he's sworn into office on Inauguration Day, President-elect Joe Biden plans to sign 17 executive actions in the Oval Office, plans to address the COVID-19 crisis, the economy, racial justice, and the climate. Biden plans to make immediate steps to rejoin the World Health Organization. Biden also plans to rejoin the Paris Climate Accord, revoke the president's permit for the Keystone XL pipeline, and stop all wall construction at the southern border. USA Radio News.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
A Caesar Sinai study reveals a newly identified strain of the coronavirus in Southern California could be contributing to the big spikes in cases. The study released Monday has not been peer-reviewed, but found more than a third of the recent COVID-19 patients at Caesar Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles were infected with the new strain. Identified as Cal-20C, is more contagious but not deadlier. Some of President Trump's travel bans will stay in place after he leaves office and were set to expire. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
President Trump issued an executive order Monday evening that would have rescinded COVID-related travel bans, first enacted early last year. The bans had kept most non-U.S. citizens who were arriving from Brazil and most of Europe from coming into the country. Trump's order would have lifted the restrictions next week, but a spokesperson for President-elect Joe Biden says he will block that order from taking effect after he takes office. Jen Psaki said on Twitter that the restrictions will be left in place on the advice of the incoming administration's medical team. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The inaugural ceremonies will begin with the national anthem and invocation around 11:30 a.m. Eastern. The president-elect will then be sworn in by Chief Justice John Roberts at noon Eastern on Capitol's West Front, as it is tradition. There will be roughly 1,000 guests in attendance, the majority of whom will be members of Congress and their guests. Looking back at President Trump's inauguration is USA Radio News' Tim Berg.
As thousands of National Guard troops are currently stationed in Washington, D.C. to secure Joe Biden's inauguration, let's take a look back to the inauguration of President Trump. Violence flared on the streets of Washington, D.C. At least 200 people were arrested. Windows were smashed in businesses. People even torched a limo. Thousands of protesters fanned out across downtown Washington in the morning, including some who tried to block security checkpoints to the inauguration festivities. Protests also happened in other parts of the country, including San Francisco and outside Trump Tower in New York City. The group even used the hashtag DisruptJ20 on social media, and Twitter did nothing. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
After he's sworn in, Biden will deliver his inaugural address. Biden will then move to the Capitol's East Front for what is known as Pass in Review, in which a new president assesses the military troops. President Trump is breaking with 150 years of tradition by not joining Biden at the event. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.